Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network. Time for a pre-opening check of our markets here today, and we're going to have a complete look at all the markets coming up after this.
If you could suddenly get up to 5% better diesel fuel mileage, wouldn't that be 100% better for your business? Only Cenex Roadmaster XL Premium Highway Diesel has 7 top quality additives for better fuel efficiency and performance than ordinary diesel. So switch to Cenex Roadmaster XL today, because when it comes to maximizing your mileage and your profits, we're with you. Save even more with the Cenex Voyager Fleet Card at Cenex.com. Cenex is a brand of CHS. Farm equipment is getting so advanced, you really need an advanced hydraulic fluid to reduce your downtime. So here's the secret. Go for the green one. That's right, Cenex Quicklift HDB. No matter what color equipment you run, that green Quicklift hydraulic fluid will keep it going. Have you checked your manual lately? You may be using a brand that doesn't even meet specs. So for proven durable protection, always look for the green one, Quicklift HDB. Find a dealer at Cenex.com. Cenex is a brand of CHS.
Well, the cattle complex seems set to open solidly higher today, supported by yesterday's impressive reversal. Lean hog contracts should begin with moderate progress linked to midweek short covering and light bull spreading. Now, trade volume in cattle country yesterday varied, ranging from fairly active in the north to light to moderate in the south. Most of such activity seemed to occur before lower futures reversed sharply higher. It seems likely that unsold cattle still on show lists were quickly priced higher. Both buyers and sellers should start out today in a cautious frame of mind, anxious about if the board is ready to build on yesterday's turnaround. The pork packers seem to move a decent number of live inventory on Tuesday with near steady money, so we expect another round of steady bids today. Yet this could be the last push for hogs before the long weekend. Sounds like Saturday's kill will total about 85,000 head. The hog futures should open moderately higher this morning, supported by short covering and spillover support from the cattle complex. Now, over on the grains, good crop conditions and more rain in the Midwest likely were on the minds of crop traders yesterday as they sold corn and soybean futures lower, with soybeans posting double-digit losses on Tuesday. Spring wheat, however, recovered a little to close a few cents higher, while winter wheat finished lower. The winter wheat market continues lower, with more contract and 10-year lows set yesterday. Spring wheat, however, posted small gains. Like last week, Canada, Russia, and the Ukraine forecast bigger harvests. In addition, on Monday, Egypt rattled wheat markets by reinstating its zero-tolerance policy for ergo-fungus in imported wheat. Now, corn futures set contract lows as the crop continues to do well, with USDA late on Monday holding the condition rating at 75% good to excellent. Farm Futures released its 2017 planning survey yesterday, and it expects about 1 million fewer corn acres than previous 2016, as low prices will likely shift acres to soybeans and other crops. We'll check futures in a moment.
Hey neighbors, Superior Livestock's got their Labor Day 2016 sale coming up on the 8th and 9th of September, Thursday, Friday, starting at 9 a.m. Central Time both days, broadcast live from Denver on Rural TV, Dish Network Satellite 232, and on SuperiorClickToBid.com. They'll be offering 64,000 head over the 2 days of the sale, and if you'd like details about when a lot may sell or to preview the video, go to SuperiorLivestock.com or give them a call, 800-422-2117.
Live cattle futures, the October was up 240 yesterday, 107.47. The December was up 225 at 109.27. September feeder cattle up 337 at 142.52. And October up 415 at 139.52. October hogs up 67 cents, 62.05. December was up 77 cents at 57.10. On the grains, Kansas City hard red winter wheat, September down 6.5 yesterday at 367 and 3/4. December was down 5.5 at 396 and 3/4. September wheat Chicago down 7.25 at 363.25. December down 4.5. I make that 4.75, 392.25. September corn down 7.75 at 304. December down 5 cents, 315.75. September soybeans down 17.75 at 965.5. And the November was down 13.5 at 950.75. October cotton down 45, 65.52. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network.